is brought to you in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are Rebecca Van de Water and Joanna Goldman. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks for being here. Rebecca and Joanna, you're both nurse practitioners, ANPs. You're both certified nurse midwives. And Rebecca, you're the owner of Earthsong Integrative Medicine and Midwifery. Or is it Midwifery?
Midwifery.
I thought so. Today you're here to talk about the addition of Joanna to your practice, among other things. But let's start with a little bit of background and overview about the clinic.
Great. So I've had the pleasure, the honor of working in two other clinics in this town that really informed me and in this decision to start my own practice. And I think, like many business owners, it started with a little idea, like a spark of an idea of how I could combine the things I loved from the places I'd worked before and create something a little different, something new for our community. So the things that I was looking for was beauty. In fact, maybe even some of the aesthetics that you might notice in a spa or an environment like that, and the comfort and, hominess of being in a home or a familiar place, creating familiarity, and also creating a place where you can get good, high-quality health care that doesn't necessarily look like the average clinic or feel like the average clinic. I wanted it to be a place where women can come and be their whole selves, to feel safe and comfortable and to feel like their dignity was totally intact so that they could bring their whole selves to the time, to the visit, so that we could actually dig in and do high-quality work together.
Where is your practice located?
Oh, we're downtown. So we have the second floor of an old Juno house that used to be a bodywork spa, essentially, and it still has the feel of that.
That sounds really nice.
It's fun.
Can you say a little bit more about the vision of the practice, your philosophy?
Sure. So when women come to us to work, to do work with us in terms of their health care, I'm assuming that they have an inner resilience that we are looking to nurture. And that perhaps they don't feel well now and they don't know the pathway to becoming well, but that's something we're going to find because they have resilience. And women seem to really love that, to believe that they can return to well-being and that it may be a creative path and it's something that we are co-creating together. They're bringing in their knowledge of themselves and their family lineage, what they know about their genetics and their lifestyle, and we're bringing in what we know as skilled healthcare providers. I also think the midwifery model of care is really important in what we do. We're nurse practitioners and certified nurse midwives, and I haven't often seen the midwifery model of care applied to healthcare in our country much. And so that's part of the idea. How do we bring that in? And so midwives classically have been catching babies since the beginning of time. And only since about the 1950s have midwives actually been primary care providers. And so there actually aren't many primary care providers in our country that are focusing mostly – excuse me, there aren't many midwives working as primary care providers. So we're a few of them. And so I think it's a really neat thing to have a midwife who has – who focuses her work primarily on relationship. First, we establish a really strong and loving relationship, one that is built on trust and dignity and respect. And we give you a lot of time to develop that. And we want to get to know who your family is. And if we can occasionally do a home visit, that's really amazing, although – that's becoming less and less common, but if we can, it just helps understand who this woman is that we're working with. And so I love applying what I learned as a midwife catching babies to how I relate to and work with women who come in with strep throat or they want to get pregnant or they just need an annual exam, things like that.
And Joanna, is this vision what brought you to Earthsong, what brought you to join the practice?
Well, of course, I've known Becca for many years, and we've worked together in the past. And so one of the things that brought me there was it's small and it's individualized. The care is personalized. We are both trying to take care of ourselves as well as take care of our patients with respect for each other and for our patients as part of the foundational idea of Wellspring. What we do is we look at each person, we listen to each person, we look at people holistically. And that's sort of our main concept at EarthSong. As nurse practitioners, we're able to sort of straddle the fence. We straddle the fence between Western medicine, meaning we do blood work, we write referrals, annual exams, we write prescriptions, as well as sort of being experts in herbal treatment, supplements, and homeopathy. And the other reason that EarthSong is really lovely place to work is that we like to spend time with people. Our visits are an hour long generally. Of course, we can have shorter visits if that's necessary for simpler things. But just if you're sick, you can come in, or medication refills. We also, though, spend a lot of time with talking to people about their diets, about nutritional plans. And also, as nurse practitioners traditionally do, we spend a lot of time on patient education.
Can you tell us more about what you do at your clinic, what services that you offer specifically?
I can. As Becca was saying, primarily we are primary care providers. We love also to work with pregnant women and newborns up to a month old after birth. So we're doing prenatal and postpartum care. Not actually catching babies at this point, but we do everything around it. Let's see, we can help people with contraception, with menopause support. We use bioidentical hormones. We do care of thyroids and just any kind of common health concern. Or if you're sick today, you can just give a call and see us for that. We also do referrals to all the healers and specialists in our town and outside in Seattle as well.
Becca, you wanted to come on the show today to talk about the addition of Joanna to your practice. What about sharing? What are you going to share with our listeners about her?
You know, honestly, I feel like I won the lottery. Joanna is, I hope you don't mind my saying this, Joanna, but you, you've been so significant in my life as a woman, and I know you've been significant to so many women for decades in this town.
Oh,
and
when
you retired, we all had to scramble to figure out what we were going to do for our own health care, and I'll include myself in that. And to have you interested in what I do, which is, of course, what you have always been doing all along, it's honoring to me, but it's also like I am so grateful to be able to help our community, our larger community, have access to you again, because you're just
Thank
so significant.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
So sweet.
What a really nice thing to say.
And I'd like to say I feel the same way about being able to work with Becca. And what she's created, it truly is a unique clinic in our town, and it's great to be able to tell the community about it.
Well, I was just going to say the same thing. Midwives as primary care providers is something that's a very new thing to me. In fact, I don't think I'd ever heard of it or thought about it until you came in here today. Is there anything else about your clinic, your practice, your philosophy, your vision that is different, unique, standout that you want to share with our listeners?
So there are a couple things for me that I think are really important, or at least ring true, about our style, which is that because relationship is really important with the women we serve, we don't have many staff members, so we mostly do all the work with the women directly. So we do all the vital signs ourselves. If a blood draw is required, we're drawing the blood ourselves and processing it. And if a woman needs to, say, check her weight, which she does not need to do at every visit, certainly, but if she does, she can weigh herself on the scale and let us know what it says. That seems important to me, that women have agency, that they have space to say yes or no, or tell me more, or do I have other options? And we want that. I often say to women, my style is to give you options. In fact, I'll try to give you at least three options if I can, and then we'll lay them on the table and sift through the pros and cons of them, and you can ask me questions, because I want you to walk away with a plan that suits you and feels doable, and you know how you're going to do it. And I say, if you walk away with a plan that I handed to you and I didn't ask you if this is going to suit you or will work, that's a waste of your time and your money.
Anything to add to that?
That was pretty well said. I would like to, I guess the only thing that I'd like to add is that taking the time that we take with patients is of utmost importance and ends up we're really concerned with people, with being guides for people to attain their optimum health, be it, you know, talking about their food or talking about some physical ailment or some kind of an emotional barrier that's keeping them from attaining their goals. That's really what we're looking to do at EarthSong.
I'll say one other thing, which may seem really small, but to me it's huge. So I know that in the typical medical setting, women come in and they are asked maybe to remove clothing to do an exam, and they sit on the table and the exam table, and there's a long roll of paper, and the minute you sit down on it, the paper tears, and it's absolutely mortifying. And that's sometimes where a relationship starts.
And Shelley looks like she can relate.
We all can, right? And yes. So, and maybe you're given a gown that's paper and it doesn't really stay. And so, you know, your skin is being shown in ways that you didn't want. And it's just like dignity is not intact here. And so part of what I was hoping to do when I designed this clinic was to eliminate that. And so we use cloth on our tables and either real gowns or you get to wear your clothing as much as possible. We attend to details like that.
That's a really nice touch. I think that healthcare providers have become a little bit more in tune to that. I've noticed that change a little bit over, like, in the last, like, 5 or 10 years.
Fantastic.
Since I've been going regularly. But I think that's a super nice touch. I don't think anybody's come quite that far. So, well done.
Well, Becca's a trendsetter, so keep your eye on her.
Well, everybody listening, I'm sure, is clamoring to make an appointment now that they've heard all about you guys. So how do people find you? How do they schedule an appointment?
Sure. So first, you can just call 419-9042. We also have a website, which is earthsongwellbeing.com.
And it's a lovely website.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you both so much for being here today. Is there anything you'd like to add, anything we didn't cover so far?
I don't think so.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yes, thanks for being here, and best of luck with your practice.
Thank you.